Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Chaf Dalet, and we are on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis by the Mishnah as we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Megillah, which discusses general Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah B'Tzibur types of halachos. And then we'll get to the fourth parak, which talks about Inyanim HaBeis HaKnesses. I didn't mention it, but keep in mind that in the Mishnayos, the third and the fourth parak are switched. In Mishnayos, the third parak is Parak B'nei Ha'ir, and the fourth parak is HaKori Omeid. But in Gemara, this is the way we have it, and that is what we that is the order that we are following, of course. So Chaf Gimel HaBeis, we say up to the Mishnah on the bottom. We just discussed the various events in halacha that require asara, that require a minyan, and now we get into details of Kriyas HaTorah. Hakari BaTorah Lo Yifchos B'Shlosh Psukim. Somebody is reading the Torah. One cannot have any less than three psukim per aliyah. Every aliyah needs at least three psukim. V'lo yikro l'meturgamon yosef y'pasuk echad. And in the days when they used to have a meturgamon, they used to have someone saying the targum. Every couple of psukim or every pasuk, the halacha is that when it comes to Torah, you cannot read more than one pasuk followed by the targum. Rashi says, "Shelo yite meturgamon hametargim al peh." So the targumon, the mitargim, does not make a mistake. Surely, so that the people who hear him also don't make a mistake. But the mitargim also, we have extra high standards when it comes to the Torah. We want everybody to be able to understand the Torah completely and perfectly. There's a higher risk factor when it comes to Torah than when it comes to Navi, as we'll see in a second. And that's why Torah has different rules. Ubin Navi Shlosha, but when it comes to Navi, one can say three psukim and then be metargim it all together in the Haftorah. Rashi again says on top, v'lo ichpat lan im yitte. It's not as big of a deal if there's a mistake made. Why? D'lo nafka minei hora'ah. There's no psak. Generally, that's coming from the Navi, coming from Yeshayahu, which most of the Haftorahs come from. And if not all the other Haftorahs, no halacha coming from there. Nobody's paskening. So therefore, it's not, we don't want mistakes to be made, but if a mistake is made, it's not as critical, and therefore, the standards aren't as high. Remember, we had a Rashi about this a couple of days ago. Rashi on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez on top. Same idea. But the Gemara there said, same halacha, v'torah echad kor v'echad mitargim, as long as one person says it, and two are mitargiminon, you don't have two people saying it together. Why? Why, by the Torah, do you not allow two together? And let's say by Megillah you do. Rashi again there says, u'mitargim shel Torah, tzrichin anu lachzor, shir mevinin es ha-mitzvos. Right, when it comes to Torah, you have to understand. Rashi here says, "Hora'a aval b'shel b'neviim lo kapti alayu kulehai." Right, but by neviim there isn't as much of a kpeida. So again, that's why there's a difference between the Torah and the neviim. Hayu shlushtan shalosh parshios. If there's an example which the Gemara will give, that there are three parshios that are three psukim in a row that are really three different topics, so that korin echad echad, that even in Navi you have to read it as three separate ideas, three separate targumim, as we will see the example. Medalgin b'Navi ve'ein medalgin b'Torah. You're allowed to skip in Navi, but you're not allowed to skip in the Haftorah. If you need to be medaleg, you're allowed to skip. But when it comes to Torah, one is not allowed to skip. Again, Rashi says, because you don't want people to be confused. If somebody is skipping, they won't be able to focus, and therefore, you're not allowed to skip in Torah. If you had kamu medaleg, how far can one be medaleg? In Navi, that's the pashtus, right? When you're allowed to be medaleg, how long? You can take a 5-minute break in the middle as you roll the scroll. Ad kadei shalo yifsok ha-meturgamon. No, only a short time. As the targum, mitargim, is translating and explaining the previous pasuk, so, or the previous two pasukim, and then you're allowed to roll it and get to the next place in time, so there's no tircha ditzi burim. Okay, these are some of the halachas of Torah versus Haftorah. Again, the halachas of Haftorah generally are underappreciated and understudied. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Pei Beis, Reish Pei Beis discusses Kriyas HaTorah and Maftir, and the Shulchan Aruch says towards the, I'm sorry, Reish Pei Dalid, Reish Pei Dal, the Shulchan Aruch says, Maftirin b'Navi b'nyana shal parsha, v'pochsen me'asim v'echa psukim, as we read this last time, you have at least 21 psukim, unless it's salak and yana, even less than that. Says the Mishnah Brura, kas according to Lavush, tamahati, al shal ha-ra'isi no'agin l'chtov haftaris k'did sefer. The Lavush is v'tameh, 400, 500 years ago, why it is that many shuls do not use a cloth for haftorah. Ki haya nira li shein yotze klal b'kriyas haftorah b'chumashim ha-nitfasim. I know that you're not yotze, the real chiyuv of haftorah, the takana. Kiva sheinich tavin b'chol hilcha sefer Torah o'megillah. So the Telavush, early Achron, is metameh, why most of our shuls do not have, and even then, do not lay it from a cloth. And the Taz of the Magen Avraham Miyashiv, the Minog, v'svira lehu, da'af shehu al yedei tfus, v'gam al haniyor, v'shalo begalilo, mutter linyin zeh. Even though you're right, it's not in a cloth, it's not like a Sefer Torah, but still, you are Yotzei, but there is a certain level that you can have, even if you don't have a cloth. It's good, says the Magen Avraham, to have a Haftorah that's written in a Navi Shalem, an entire Navi. Mitok Navi Shalem Hanitfas V'lo Mitok Haftorah Levada Nitfasas B'chumash. Not like what most of us, again, what most of us have, we have just a Haftorah written at the end of the Parsha, or we have a Haftorah book with all the Haftorahs. No, says the Magen Avraham, it's best to have a Navi Shalem. V'gein katz das Elio Rabba, as long as you have a whole Tanakh together, so that is the next level up. The best level is to have a cloth. The next level is to have a whole Tanakh. Says the Shaar HaTzion, u'b'tanach ha'yiduin ha'nitfasim, they mean him, if you have a Tanakh written by a heretic, somebody who's not a believer, so that it's better not to use that. Okay. But if somebody has a Tanakh written by a Ma'amin, so then that's the next level down. Because Makam and Ma'ilah and Rak Haftar, and if that's a Chumash, the only thing we have is a Chumash with a Haftarah, after the Parsha, Yesh Lismoch Lahakel. Shalavatel Kriyas HaTorah, you can be Mako and still use that. Achlachanchila, Bivadai Rai Venachon, Chielakol Tzibur, Nevi'im, Shalachlevim, Beklav Kedin. If a Shul can have it, then Shalav Klav, it just means more work for a Balkore, because you got to learn the Haftarahs also. Shalaz Gamashemos, Shalachlevim, Mekdusha, Mashenki, Kol Shehu, Al Niyar Nitfas. For Christ, as Pashas of Harbikilos Yisrael, many Shuls, says the Mishnah Berurah 100 years ago, have this already, Va'ashrei Chelkam. And praiseworthy is their chelek, they take Haftorah seriously. Again, having that would also make people take Haftorah more seriously. They see they're reading it from a cloth, and there's a balkore, serious business, the Haftorah. Again, it's from the Navi. And we have to do all we can to be mechazei kriyas haTorah and Haftorah. It's an interesting halacha that not everyone is aware of. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sivav, there in Reish Pei Dalet, Ein ha-maftir, maftir, ad she-yigmar ha-golel l'glol ha-sefer Torah. The Baal Kore, or the Baal Hamaftir, does not start the Haftorah, says the Shulchan Aruch, until Galila, until Haba Galila is finished. That's not halacha. You want the person to do Haba Galila to be able to listen, and you can't start it during, because he's not going to be able to focus on that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You have to wait. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. And then the Ramah quotes the Minhag of Avarachamim and the others, but the Mishnah Berurah also quotes here that after the Haftorah is finished, one should leave the Haftorah book open until after the Brachos. Until after the Brachos. Because it should be nikar what the Brachos are going on. Many times Gabayim are have to try to clean up on the bima. So right during the brachos shela achareha of the haftorah, they're putting this away, they're putting that away. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Ein l'salik me'al shulchan sefer hanaviim o achumish shekorin bo amaftir at achar habracha kedei sheyirev yivarech amasha huftar rahuftir." Right, so it's a clear what the bracha was said on. Okay, just a couple of the brachos of the haftorah that are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's continue. The Yavitz also in the back has a comment. He does not know exactly when the Targumim stopped. Right? We know most Ashkenazic shuls do not have Targumim anymore. We don't have Targum. So it's not 100% clear when it stopped. Tosas already on the top of Amabez yesterday's daf discusses that certain Targumim stopped on the Navi. Tosas here has an interesting minhag. Tosas in the end of Tosas Ve'im quotes that they had the Minhag to be Metargim, the Haftorah of Pesach and Shavuos, not other Yomim Tovim. V'hashanu Metargimin, Haftorah shel Pesach v'Yetzeres, Tfei Mishar Yantif, L'fishein Medabros B'Neis Hayom, K'dei L'farseim Anes, V'chein M'matan Torah, K'dei L'farseim Anes. So they did certain Targumim, at least in the times of the Tabalei HaTosfos, but again, Bizman HaZeh, we don't really do any Targumim. In any case, the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Kuf Mem Hei in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah the Minhagim of Targum, and he notes that we don't do it anymore. B'yemei Chachmei HaGemara, how you know him? Letargim Kadeshi Avinu Ha'am. He goes through all the halachas of Targumim. But the Shulchan Aruch then says, we don't do Targum anymore. You know why? What's the whole purpose of Targum in order to help us understand it? If we see the Targum, there will be two things we don't understand. We don't understand it anyway, so there's no purpose of it. Right? There's no this specific halacha. Okay, you want to do Shtayim Mikra, Vecha Targum. You want to be Mashal Parshios and Matzibur. So that's the Takana Durabanan of doing the Sedra with the Targum. But for the Hamon Am, to read it in public, so that is not something that is advised, Bizman HaZeh, because we don't understand it anyway. Good. Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hani Gimel Psukim Kenegin Mi. These three Psukim that we said is the minimum per Aliyah. Three Psukim, and as we mentioned, 10 in a day, unless it's Salak and Yana, as we know one time a year that we only say 9 Psukim the morning of Purim. But other than that, the minimum Psukim is 3 Psukim per Aliyah and 10 Psukim per day. As we had earlier in the Mishnah, whether you have 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 Aliyos. Amar Avasi, so why do we have 3 Psukim per Aliyah? What is that? Keneged? Keneged Torah Neviim Uksuvim. Keneged Tanakh, right? And that is, if you remember, we had Akadav Zayin, the source for Tanakh, Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. That was the source for the concept of Tanakh. And we said there, from the Be'ikvei Hatzon, what is that? How do you know from each word in that Pasuk? How do you know Torah? How do you know Neviim? How do you know Ksuvim? What is the different purpose of each of those concepts, each of those categories? So Rav Asi says, the three Psukim are Keneged Torah Neviim Ksuvim, which might connect, right? We think Torah is Torah, and each one is a separate idea. But Torah Neviim Ksuvim are Keneged, the three Psukim that we have whenever we lay in the Torah. So it's connecting the Neviim and the Ksuvim even to the Torah Shebuchsav. V'lo yikra l'maturgamon yosmi basav yachod, and one is not allowed to give the maturgamon more than one pasuk to say at a time. Ubin navi gimel psukim v'ma yishloshtun shalosh parshios kor yachad echad. If there are three different ideas, so then we read them separately. Kagod, where do you have that? Yeshayahu. Kiko amar Hashem. Chinam nimkartem. Kiko amar Hashem. Elokim Mitzrayim Yarat Ami Barishona. That was the first place that my nation went. That was the part of the development of Am Yisrael. Part of the development was to go through Mitzrayim, go through the Sheba Mitzrayim that helped create us. V'yata Malipono Mashem. So you see, three times. Seems to be a new introductory phrase. And those, that would be an example of not being able to give all of those psukim together to the Mitar game. One is allowed to be medaleg in Navi, but not in Torah. You're allowed to skip around and jump. V'ramini, is that really true that you're not allowed to be medaleg in Torah? Koreach remos v'ach be'asor v'akam medaleg. We know that you're calling Gadol on Yom Kippur when he reads the Torah. After he finishes the Avoda, what does he do? He reads the Torah, Kriyas HaTorah. He reads from Achremos, and then he reads from V'ach Be'asor. So Achremos is in Achremos, right? The Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And then later on in Emor, he reads. So isn't that skipping? Skipping in Kedoshim, skipping the beginning of Emor. Amar Abaya, Lokasha. Those are very close together. Kan Bechdeshi Yifsuk HaMeturgamon, V'kan Bechdeshi Yifsuk HaTurgamon. That's very little to roll the Torah from Achremos to Emor. It's very quick. So nobody's going to notice is during the time that the Mitar game is being Mitar game, and therefore it's not a problem. But didn't we have relating to that brisa, medalgan benavivin, medalgan betorah, varkamu medalgan kadesh lo yifso katurgamon, doesn't the comment of the limit of kadesh lo yifso katurgamon, isn't that comment going on Navi, that the allowance of being medalig in Navi is only up until Kadesh Liyasa Katurgamon? Michlal de Betorah, Klava Klalo. Mashpa, that when it comes to Torah, you can't be talking about all, even up to Ad Kadesh Liyasa Katurgamon. Isn't that how we should understand the Mishnah and the Brisa? Elamar Abaya, no. There's still a distinction between Torah and Neviim. Lokasha, kan binyan echad, kan bishtei inyanos. If you have both elements, it's the same inyan, and it's shelo yisak haTorgamon, even by Torah you can be medalik. V'hatanya, medalik in Torah be'inyan echad, u'benavi b'shtei inyanim. In Torah you can be medalik in one inyan, and Navi even is two separate inyanim, and kan v'kan, b'chdei shelo yipsok haTorgamon. But in both cases, as long as there is no tircha de tzibura, that is when it would be allowed. And Tanya Idach, the Braisa also says, Ein medalga minavi lenavi, you can't be medalik, another halacha from two different Nevi'im, even if one is medalik only within the same Navi. Ubinavi Shoshnaim, Shevasar, continue the Tosefta. If you're within Shreyasar, Medalik, so then that's considered one, and therefore you'll have to skip. Even though it's 12 different Nevi'im, some of them shorter than others, so Shea, Yoel, Amos, Ovad, Yon, Micha, all the Shreyasar. So even though they're separate, still they're considered one big Navi regarding this halacha. Ubilvad, Shle, Yedalik, Bisofa, Seva, Letchilasa, as long as you don't go out of order of the Shreyasar. Again, the 12 have a specific order. Hoshea, Yoel, Amos, Ovadia, Yonu, Micha, Nachum, Chabkuk, Tzachfanya, and Chayaka, Zachai, Malachi. Right? So they have the Treyasar, and you can't go backwards in the order. If you go backwards in the order, then that is a problem. What if it's backwards within the same Navi? So you read the Gemara, it sounds like it would be a problem. It says, you don't want to be medaleg, and in Navi Shel Treyasar, you can, as long as you don't go back, the Sofa Sefer L'Tchilaso. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes two deos in Kuf Mem Tes. In Kuf Mem Tes, Sif Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah has two opinions about this. He says, after the Shulchan Aruch quotes, on top in Kuf Mem Dalet, he quotes these halachas that we just read. Medalga medavi ve dalga matarvi parshulu parsha acheres. Fadi mili b'shnei inyanim the chashida shabbat tisbal bel daas hashomim. Ava b'chad inyanim in one inyan like on Yom Kippur, so that he keep it medalig. V'hu shelo yikra al peh as long as he read it al peh because asa likros b'shalom enaksav afilu teva achas. And then he quotes the halacha that we just said. Shnei inyanim is okay in navi as long as you do it quickly. It's not shleif sakam b'turgamon and in treyasar you keep it medalig as long as you don't go backwards. Says the Mishnah Brura, right here. Rotzolam Arla Tatchilasa Shulam Afreya. Vafilo Im Smuchim Zelase. Vihine. Yesh Deos Bein Ha Poskim. There is a machlok as a poskim. Yesh Omrim. Tafka Minavi Lenavi. Ein Medalgin Bazeh. Viafilo Benavi Shel Treyasar. Avo Benavi Echad. Medalgin Afilo Lam Afreya. When do we say that you can't go backwards? That's Minavi Lenavi within Treyasar. But within a Navi, you can even dalig even backwards. Imheim smuchim v'loitztarchu hatzibur lamod b'shtika. If it's very close together, it's within one Navi, so then one can go backwards. It is okay. V'mangin Avram etzadeh v'chei pasak aliyo rabba v'afilu b'navi yechei l'dalig m'afreya. V'mangin Avram does not like that even within one Navi. V'ayim prima gadim t'shebetzadik b'nyin echad b'navi yechad mutek l'ugos l'afreya. One Inyan in one Navi, then you can't be go back Lama Freyas. That is the different deus. Why is this important? This is important for the Haftorah of Mishpatim, which isn't always read. There are many times that we don't read the Haftorah of Mishpatim because it is Shkalim or is it a different Parsha. But if you look in the Haftorah of Parshas Mishpatim, so if you look in the standard Psukim, most of the Chumashim, the Haftorah starts off with Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Dalid, Ches through Chaf Beis, and then the last three Psukim are Perek Lamed Gimel of Yirmiyahu. That's the standard. So there are those Poskim that change and say, no, you have to read some from Lamed Hey instead of Lamed Gimel. But in most standardized Chumashim, it goes backwards, right, relying on the Mishnah Brura that says here that there are days that you can go backwards. The Prima Gadim says if it's one Inyan, you're allowed to go backwards. One Inyan and one Navi. But that is where it comes up, Lamaisa. There is also, in terms of a Hefter being discussed of going backwards in another context. The Truma Sadeshen has a tshuva that in the days of old, the Truma Sadeshen was right before the Shulchan Aruch, the Truma Sadeshen, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin and Simon Chaf discusses that in the days of old they used to have special haftorahs whenever there was a Shabbat Chatan. A Shabbos, either an Afruf the week before, the week after, probably the week before. I'm not 100% sure which one he is talking about, what the minna was. Says the Truma Sadeshen, She'ela, Hadar Rina Beperek HaKorei. Esa Megillah Omeid, Ein Medalkin B'Maftir Minavi L'Navi, Imkein, Ma'ra'u Linhog Ba'astreich U'B'yesh Mekomos. Why in certain places do they have Kish'ira Chasuna Ba'arba Parshios O B'Chadaka? If there was a wedding during the time period of the Dalat Parshios or Chadaka, Shetzrichim La'Haftir B'Dalat Parshios O'B'Chadaka, he's mashpat. If it was Stav Shabbos, then for sure he could push off the Haftorah. It's not so strong. But if it's one of the Dalat Parshios, or it's Chadakah, or Rish Chodesh, meaning you have to connect the Haftorah to the Maftir. Shtefi Sheikh Suvin Metalmud, those were already in the Gemara. Afal Pigate, still, the Minog is, Maftir and Gavkein, Bahaftorah's Chasan Miksaso. Miksasam. Ad Yasis Alayach Elokayach. The Abagav Daftorah's Parshios Chadakah, Enam Binavi, Daftorah's Chasan. Velo Kaptino Ladali Binavi Lanavi. So how is it that we skip around, we do whatever Haftarah we're supposed to do for Chanukah, for Shkalim, for Zachar, and then we laid a couple of psukim from another Navi, Tshuva. So he says, Yerodein liyashim yafeh, lufikala pirushim. It's difficult. Amnam shamati, shekadmone astraich, hayum yashvin aminag. I've heard that the earlier ones in astraich were miyashiv mishum. The Mordechai b'shem Rav Yasham mefarish hatam David Dalgam Torah b'neviyah. The Mordechai quotes, what's the reason you can't be medalek? Haidim mishum kavadat tzibur kedei shelo yamdu b'shtika b'shashgolim miparjul parjacheres. The whole idea is kavadat tzibur. V'haikpeda lo shaychi ela b'yemeihem sheyu kol sefreim k'suvim k'gilyon sefer Torah shalanu. V'yitzrichin l'shaos b'galila. It took a long time to go from one to another. Avaladidon, as we mentioned before, even in the times of the Trumas Hadeshen, Shaftar Shaladuk Suvin Bakutrasin, Viyuchalisamein, Sheyimatse Maher Eza Haftorah Sheyirtse. But in the days where we don't have it from a cloth, let's say we have it from a book, from a sefer, where we have it in some way that you don't, even if you skip to the other side of the Nevi'im, you're going to be able to find it quickly. You just put a piece of paper in, you put a marker in, you just turn it. Right, so then suggest the Shubas Hadeshen, maybe all these halachos do not apply. It's all based on Kavanat Tzibur, so then there is no problem with Kavanat Tzibur anymore because nobody's going to wait. Eich shash midilug minavi lenavi. And that is the suggested given in the Mordechai in the name of the Rav Yah, and he quotes Arias to this, Vochech v'na Talmud, Dei Medagam, in Golden Sefer Torah v'Tzibur, right, Chada Milsi, V'tayma Dei Medagam, Shedei Golden Tzibur, B'shem, Shalosh Shalamdu B'shtika, and therefore Mishamachi, Nehigin B'komos, She'ein Lohem El Sefer Ta'ara Achas, Shagom Medalgin, on Yantav et Shabbos, right, even if, right, it's not a special din that you're not Golel, if you don't have a choice, you are. And therefore, here too, he suggests that could be a reason why we're not so medactic in terms, because all these halachos might be on a lower level, Bizman Hazeh, where there isn't as much of a Kavanat Tzibur lack when one switches, because you can just put in the marker. And the last line he says, Hecha de Nahug Nahug, Hecha de Lo Nahug, Lo Ninog Hein Michadash. So this is at least good enough to rely on when there is a minog to skip around. But, and especially if, let's say, Arminuk of Mishpatim, you know, it doesn't take any time, just flip the page back. But if not, I wouldn't start this as a new minhag. Next, Mishnah, Masnisan. Hamafter ben Avi, the one who gets the Haftorah, who poreis al Shema. Right, we had this phrase in the last Mishnah, in the Mishnah before. Who poreis al Shema, some type, different to them in the Rishonim, what it means. Rashi said it meant someone who could come a little late, and they say Baruch Hu and Yotzer, one of the brachas of Kriya Shema, right? They do part of being the chazan, some job of part of being the chazan. So the one who gets who's maftir, who pours al Shema. The problem is, what do you mean? The maftir is later. Pours al Shema has to do with Shachris. Maftir Benavi is later by the Haftorah after Kriya Satorah. Rashi. Rashi's bothered by this. Hamaftir Benavi. Mi sheragil lahaftir Benavi. Misharaga, meaning the one who usually does it. Meaning even, but we know who's going to do it. Who knows who's going to do it? So somebody's job is that. So after Benavi, he gets to be Pores al Shema and to do all these other activities. Why? Because the Gemara assumes that nobody really wants to do this. Haftorah. Everything it's olam hafachu. Bizman hazeh, everybody wants maftir. That's like the greatest aliyah, the most chashav aliyah, maftir. You give me shishi, you give me chamishi. I'm a maftir guy. Come on, maftir. Even though maftir is really the extra aliyah. The ikra aliyah is the shiva aliyos. And well, olam hafachu, we think that maftir is the most chashav aliyah. Right, but really it's not. Really it's not. But again, that's what we think. But after Benavi, really it's a lower level aliyah, and people wouldn't want it, and that's why we give him another kavod to try to appease him, to say, you know what, you after, so who pores al Shema, so he also gets to be the chazer for Shema, which we assume is also something that some people would want. Who over levnei ateva, and also he gets to be the chazer in terms of chazaras hashatz, who over levnei ateva, Rashi lahotzi es hatzibur b'kedusha shebetfila, right, you can be motzi the tzibur b'kedusha, he gets to be the chazen. V'hu no say es kapov. And then a very controversial line, and he gets to duchen, who no say es kapov. He gets to be the one who does nesi es kapayim. And the big shaila is, what do you mean he? If he's a kohen, all the kohanim do nesi es kapayim. What do you mean who no say es kapov? What does that mean? Say some of the later achronim, oh, Maybe this is a raya to the minna quoted in the Beis Halevi story. The Beis Halevi in the Drushes, or at the end of Shmos, he has the well-known discussion about the sugya of Shomea Ka'one, and he quotes a minnag that someone once came back to him, the minnag from Italy, that there was one Kohen, all the Kohanim went up to the Nesias Kapayim, right? It was in the Sephardic community where they do Nesias Kapayim, even not on Yantif, possibly. And therefore, and he said, the minhag reported was that all the Kohanim went up and only one of them Dochen. All the other ones just stood there with their hands out and they were quiet, Shomea Kohanim. Like we have by Kiddush, like we have by other mitzvahs, Shomea Kohanim. The Beis Halevi was vehemently opposed to it. He says, no, Shomea Kohanim doesn't work there. Why? Because you need Kol Rum. It's not just saying something, it's saying something in a specific type of way. And the Beis Halevi held that if you have a requirement to say something in a specific type of way, so then Shomea Ka'one does not work. Again, a very famous discussion in the Sugya Shomea Ka'one from the Beis Halevi. The Netziv right here in the Rami Sada said this is a raya that it should work. The Rami Sada said that it should work, and because this is Beferish. Who knows he has Kappa? The problem is, if you don't say like that, if you don't say like the Minhag, which simple discussion of this Mishnah is that Minhag, but if you don't say like that Minhag, if you don't say like the, that it would like the Netziv, so how else would one be able to, interpret this Mishnah? So if you look in the Tosfos Yantif, maybe it just means the one who starts. There's one Kohen who is Maschil, and all the other Kohenim follows. That's what, he doesn't get into the whole discussion. He just says, it's talking about the Maschil. If you look in Tosfos Rebbe Kiva Eger, right here in the Mishnah, he says, look in the Turei Evan on our Mishnah. Look at the Turei Evan. So, if you have to look at the Turei Evan, right, the Rabbi Kiva Eger looked at the Turei Evan, so we look at the Turei Evan. Turei Evan says here that I have another pshat. Mishum Seifa. First he says Mishum Seifa Nakat Law. Maybe it's just being parallel to the Seifa, where it says the cut, was quoted from the Tosfos Yantif, the other day of the Tosfos Yantif. It says a katav cannot do it, so therefore it says that here he can do it, but it doesn't mean him bedafka. So he doesn't like that pshat. He gives the following pshat. Inami Shum Maschil. I'm sorry, for he quotes the Tosfos Yantif, that he says his own pshat. Valinira, the Nafkamina Lahadarmina Paragzayan de Sota, very creative shot. The Mishnah tells the discussion in the end of Masechta Sota, Daflam and Ches. What if you have a shul that's all Kohanim? All Kohanim in the shul. Basically, shul Kohanim. What's the halacha? By Berchas Kohanim. If they're all Kohanim, then they all go up to Duchen. All of them. There's nobody in the Tzibur. Nobody. Ask the Gemara, Uparef, Atanya. We have a brisa that says, Kulan Kohanim, some go up and some listen and say Amen. O Mishani, the Gemara answers, Velokasha, Hada Ishtayer Be'asara, Hada Lo Ishtayer Be'asara. It depends if there are 10 others. If there's 12 Kohanim in the shul, then 2 go up and the other 10 listen. If there's only 10, then they all go up. The Kamashlan Mastisan, Hechad Ishtayer Be'asara, Miksasan Olin, Miksasan Onin Amen. So who gets to go up and who answers the Amen if there's more than 10? Tahamafter Benavi, who Echad Mina Olin Dafka, Velomina Onin Amen. So he gets to be one of the ones that go up. Who po no say as Kapaf. So that's what the Rebbe Kiva Eger right here also quotes that. Right here in the Turei Evan. Doesn't say anything himself. He quotes that question and he quotes this Turei Evan's answer. He must be excited about it. Good, so that's who knows say es kapaf. Getting back to the idea behind this Mishnah of we feel bad somewhat, so we have to compensate the Maftir Benavi, and therefore we give him these other ideas. The Ramah quotes a minhag in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, really the first simon, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah regarding Slichas, that the one who does Slichas gets to daven. He gets to daven. Misha, the Slichas that we davened before Rosh Hashanah, he gets to be the chazan, and he should be the chazan. He should be the chazan for the tfilos follows. The question is, why does Rama say that? So, those say Kelo and Shulchan Aruch say, oh, ha-maschil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. If you started the mitzvahs, then you tell him to finish the mitzvah. Maschil b'mitzvah. The problem is Slichas the maschil b'mitzvah? Slichas is something separate. Right, the first night of Slichas, we all do it separately. We do it Mosi Shabbos. Not even connected to tfilah. So what does it mean? Amaschal b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. So you want to say lumdus wise, some achronim say, oh, it is connected to tefillah. Okay, the Binyan Shlomo Vilna has another suggestion. He said it's based on this Mishnah because slichas, you know, who nobody wants to be the chazan for slichas, right? It's extra. It's hard words. You don't know exactly what it means, so it's harder. So we allow him. In those days, it was a schus. Everybody was fighting to be the chazan. That also has changed, bizman hazeh. Right? All of a sudden, everybody gets a sore throat whenever the gabbai comes over to them. But hamas lebitzvah, in those days, they thought it was a privilege, and therefore, the one who does slichas is the one that gets to be the chazid because of compensation, like it says in this Mishnah. But the Binyan of Shlomo then says, maybe that whole halacha of the Ramah was only in the days of old, when not everybody had their own copy of Slichos. Or even if they all had the copy, the chazin said it all, and everybody basically listened. So there was more of a job. But now, the chazin just ends off every paragraph. So is it that much different than anyone else? He says a couple of extra lines out loud. So maybe the whole halacha does not apply anymore because the reason does not apply anymore. Could be either way the Ramah says it, different pshatim exactly what the Ramah, why the Ramah says it, and there are different minhagim of various shuls in terms of whether they're makpid for this halacha of the Baal Haslichos is the one who also davs. So we continue. So we did the first half of the Mishnah. The one who's maftir in the Navi, the one who's ragil to be after the Navi, he gets all of these privileges. Vim haya katan, and if he was a katan, as we mentioned, a katan can be maftir. We quoted the Magen Avraham last time, that says that the minhag is, even though the Brises said earlier, that a katan is ola, yesterday's daf, I call ola l'minyan shiva, if you look katan, the Magen Avraham quoted that the minhag is not to give the katan any aliyah except for maftir. That's what the Magen Avraham quoted in Simen Reish Pei Beis Sif Vav. Aviv, so if the katan did it, so he can't do a lot of these other activities in shul. Aviv, oh rabba over an al yada. His father or his rebbe does it instead of him. Aviv, oh rabba. Amazing diak. Wouldn't catch it without the Turi Evan pointing it out. Aviv, oh rabba. Why is Av first? Don't we know from Mishnayos and Eilam Metzias, we're all familiar, right, that if you have only one Metzia to find, you find your Ravs. If you're one person to save, to help, the Rebbe always goes first, unless your father's also your Rebbe. But the father, so why here Dafka? Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is always Meduyuk. So why here does it say, V'im Hayakatan Aviv O Rabba over an Al Yado? Explains the Turi Evan, because this halacha is about it's not about a chiv that the child has. It's about a schus that the child gets. And in this regard, the biological father is the one that comes first. Aval hacha shehu davar haba me'elav al yidei takanis chachamim mitayma de mefarshin an bigamara havadai ha'av kodem larav. And therefore it's opposite. Unbelievable pickup. The order, just even the horror is amazing. But then he says, because this is a different type of idea. It's not a chiyuv that comes that the child has to do to his father or to his Rebbe. It is a schus that the child has that comes with Mela, so there the father would beat out the Rebbe. Avavah Rabbah over al Yada. Good. Katan kore batorah umitargim. A katan can be kore batorah umitargim. Aval eino pares al shma ve'eino over the fe'ateva ve'eino si eskapa. He cannot do all the other activities. He can't do shma and over the fe'ateva because that has to do with being motzi ve'eino si eskapa. But kore batorah he would be allowed to do. That is not called something that the katan is being motzi. Again, a katan is not a bar chiyuva. So therefore, a katan cannot do anything that has to be. He has to be motzi the tzibur. So the Mishnah assumes that this Kore Batorah is not talking about a context where one would have to be motzi. Again, it could be because Kriyas HaTorah, as we have mentioned, is a Chovas HaTzibur, not a Chovas HaYachid. Nobody's being yotze with the words of the Katan. The Me'iri's Lashon here is Ela She'ena Katan Kore Batorah She'ena Kavana Ela LaHashmia LaAm. The kavana is to be mashmiya, to publicize it. Ve'enzu mitzvah gemura, kishar mitzvos, she'namar ba'al kol she'enu mechuyev v'chulu. V'yavu mishu mevarech, hari v'kol makom yesh lo shaychus betalmud Torah. He can do it. He has a shaychus betalmud Torah, ad sha'achirim mitzuvim lalamdo. Right, others have to teach him. He's in the world of Talmud Torah Daraisa because a bar chiyuva, a gadol, has to teach. V'kol shekein she'akadar mashay latargim. Right, those are not being motzi anyone else in the shul. But all the other activities that one is motzi, so then you cannot rely on a on a katan. That is the limitation that the Meiri has here in terms of when a katan can be used and when not. In terms of a katan being maftir, there is a case of in the Chashuk Yecheved here that Rav Zilberstein has. Beis HaKnesses, Shnikva Bachlau, there's a rule in the shul. Whoever wants to get an ali in the shul, must have been a busy shul, leish lo diazos lagabai, you have to let the gabai know weeks before and months before. You want an ali on a certain Shabbos, you have a yartzai, you have a this, you have a that, you have a chiyuv, you gotta let the gabai know weeks and months before. So Ruvi did exactly what he was supposed to do. He let the gabai know 6 months before that his son is having a bar mitzvah in a half a year, and he wants his son to get maftir. Fine. That's what happened. The day before, Shimon comes in and says, my son is also having a bar mitzvah this Shabbos, and I want my son to get maftir. And the guy said, I already told Reuven that he could get it. So Shimon says, okay, he wanted to follow halacha, but he said, really? But my son is also bar mitzvah. It was my pshia. It was my fault. But should my son suffer because of my pshia? So most of us would probably say, yes. Yes, the son has to suffer, and that could be the psak. That could be a psak. He quotes Rav Yashiv thought differently, though. His father, Rav Yashiv, thought that just because it was the father's mistake, so the son, why should the son suffer? B'noshel Shimon lo hipsid me'acher uma asham haben. Hare hu haya katan, v'lo chayev l'das me'atakana shol beis ha'knesses. So it wasn't his fault, v'lo chayev l'hapsid his chuso. It's not just if it was the father's schluss, it's the father's fault. But here he wasn't. Shari hu mispalsham. They both have schluss, and therefore, yatilu goro. Have a goro. That was Rav Yashiv psak. Again, one could understand another psak also would say, in this case though, the father has a chiyuv to act on behalf of the son. And if he didn't, so then it's too late. It's too late in terms of the rules of the shul. But that's an interesting question that is brought up by the Chashuk Yecheved. So again, this was the case of a katan being kore batora. So again, he can be batargi, but he cannot be pores al shema. Ve'eno v'lefnei ha'teva, ve'eno si'as kapa. But he can't do all of these. What does it mean, eino pores al shema? So Tosfos discusses, eino pores al shema, even though that whole idea is a derabanan, right? You want to say birchas kriya shema, and it can be mo, the katan is chayav derabanan. Tosfos says exactly what he said earlier, back on daf yates. When you have a double derabanan and a single derabanan, a double derabanan is worse. A katan, even in a chiyuv derabanan, cannot be mosi a gadol because a katan is a double derabanan. He's a gavra who is only chayiv mi derabanan, and the mitzvah is only derabanan. Unlike a gadol who is chayiv daraisa, and he is only one derabanan. The Ritva here again says what he quoted from his grand rabbi, the Ramban, back on daf yutes, and what the Ran quoted there, the important shita of the Ramban here, and the Shita of Rashi, Maseches Brachos, and that is maybe a katan isn't even chayev midrabanan at all. Maybe a katan is only mechuyev through his father. And the father, the chiyuv of chinuch is on the father, the chiyuv of chinuch is not on the son. Right, as we said earlier, he says, v'yafilu higia lechinuch, v'yavagav the brachas in midrabanan, di'iyu patel lagamre, yafilu midrabanan, the katan is not chayev at all. And therefore, that is why he cannot be motzi, even in the mitzvah derabanan, which is the pores al shema. What about the next phrase? Enonosias kapav. Another important discussion. A lot here in the Rishonim and the Poskim. The katan cannot be nosias kapav. What does that mean? He can't dochen? A katan can't dochen? Says Tosfos, mashma Tosfos ve'ein. Mashma ha'im hevi shnei sairis yisa kapav. Tosfos says, he cannot be nosi kapav, he can't dochen. But mashma, right when he brings shnei sairis, right when he reaches physical maturity, he can. V'kasha, it says in Maseches Chulin, that a person cannot be nosi as kapav until he gets a beard. Achi yismali zekano. V'od kasha, demashma sofer gluva gazol, kata yadili says kapav, choka lo tshuva bagorin, v'achiyu kadamamish. But you have another gemara in Sukkah that sounds like, you would treat a katan like a gadol in terms of a kahuna. So which is it? Do you need nispali zekano? Do you need shtei sairis? Do you need just any katan? So which is it? So, Tosfos, the Gemara in Lulav HaGazlat says, you give him in the Goren, that's talking about not alone. That's not alone, with Kohanim Gedolim there, you would give him. Where is a Katan Pasol to Duchin alone? B'she'ed Gedolim Imo. If there's nobody else with him, so then a Katan is all on a Duchin alone. Yehi Duchulin to Ba'i. Milevi Zakein, Mari Lisa Kap of Tadir Bekfias. That's talking about to be Nose Kapayim. Always. So then maybe he needs to be older. Avabakroi Bahama, Yachol Lisa Kap, Avishlon Ismaili Zakano, Gilachzuki Nafshi Bekahani. Tosfos seems to have different levels.
for a young man to dochen always in a kavua basis, then he has to have nismali zakano. For him to dochen every once in a while, so he can do it as long as he's not the only other kohen there. What do we paskin? So there are a little bit of different minhagim in different shuls, but the Shulchan Aruch says, here in Kuf Chav Ches, the big simon about Nesias Kapayim, in Siv Lamed Aleph, Katan Shlohevi Shtei Cyrus, Einonosias Kapav, Bifnei Atzmo Klal. That's the first line. A katan who does not brush the Cyrus can never do it by himself. And that, I think, is the minhag in most places, that if you have a young child, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, he does not do it by himself. Aval im koanim shehem gedolim, no say. Lomoda l'schanech. But if there are Kohanim that are Dochnei, so he could go along with them. If somebody, he brought Shtei Cyrus already, so then he's 13, 14, 15, he could Dochnei by himself, even though he wasn't as far as Zakano. Then he quotes, Miu Dafka, maybe this is only about Kroi Ba'alma, Velo Bekfias, Achi Yismali Zakano, again, quoting Tosfos. But the postkim are then discussed, what about, what does that Kroi mean? What about in Chutz La'aretz? What about in Chutz La'aretz where you never Dochnei, except for Yantif? Says the Bir Halacha, Ein Ba'olas Tamid. What does it mean that with other Kohanim Gedolim, he can duch as long as it's not Bikfius? He quotes the Sefer Olas Tamid, Derotza Lomar, Sha'oz Mutter Afilu Bekeva. With other Kohanim Gedolim, it's Mutter even Bikfius. That's the Olas Tamid. V'chei Mashikaz of a Kamei, Miu Dafka Bakroi Ba'alma, Rotza Lomar Gamkin Dafka Bifnei Atzmo, Aval Emacherim Mutter Afilu Bekeva. That's what Achronim quote. To say with other Kohanim, then a child kedochin always even bekvius, and that is the minhag in many shuls that as long as there are other Kohanim gedolim there, then the child is allowed to dochin. Weiter pocheach in the Mishnah says what's a pocheach. Rashi says it means a Kohen whose legs are exposed. A pocheach, the Ritva says, somebody whose begadim are torn. Pore says shema umetargim. He can be buried as shema umetargim. Not, the Ritva adds, not bekfius, because that's a design of the Sibur. But if you need, shasat chak, you need, he's the only one that could do it. He could do it. Aval eno kori batar, vein over lefei ateva, vein onosi eskapav. But he doesn't do all of these. Let's say somebody's wearing shorts. Right, that's this discussion. Right, is this only the post can discuss where it's a place where people don't normally wear shorts? What if it's a very hot climate and people wear shorts and people would go in front of a king in shorts? Would that make it okay, or is it something deeper that one is not allowed to do it? So that's the discussion in the poskim. But definitely, lechatchila, what is that should not be wearing shorts to be the chazin, to be the balkore, or to duchen. Suma, somebody who's blind, pares es shma umetargeim, he could be pares al shma, meaning even though you have the bracha of yotzer hamaoros, still he can say it. Says the Tanakhama, we'll see why in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Koshla ra maoros miyama vein aparis al shma. If he never saw the maoros, then he cannot say the bracha of Yotzer HaMaoros. Tosfos here, as Tosfos has the discussion in a number of places in Shas, Tosfos discusses the chiyuv of Asuma in mitzvos, is he chayiv de oraisa. There are some Tanom that say Asuma is pater for mitzvos. So, according to that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, how can Asuma be motzi anybody in any mitzvah? Let alone Pares al Shema. So Tosfos says, why is a Suma any worse than anyone else? Tosfos said the third line of Tosfos. V'od yesh lomar, demayri shaper v'suma. Maybe we are talking about a Suma. V'had debatrin hasam Suma, haino min haTorah, avo midrabanan miyachayiv. Even according to the Tana that says, assume his father for mitzvahs, midrabanan is chayiv. V'yafil nistame bishanolad, even if he was born blind, mikalakam chayiv u'midrabanan, he's still chayiv midrabanan in mitzvahs. Why? Very important line in Tosfos, Shalo Yehiyeh Kinachri. So he won't be like a non-Jew. V'lo Yehiyeh Noe Bodas Yehudi Klal. Because it's not like a woman. Why aren't we Mechayev women in Mitzvahs Midrabanan? Because they have a lot of Mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama, that they're Chayev in. But assume if you say his father from all Mitzvahs, it'd be like a guy. And therefore, we have to be Mechayev in Mitzvahs. Famous question on Tosfos. Tosfos says it here, and in Bava Kama, and in Brachas. What about Los Ases? He's Chayev in Los Ases. So, maybe you might say, like the Sefer HaMachriya, the Tosfos Rid, has one day in there, unbelievable extreme. No, he's not even Chayiv in Mitzvahs. Even in Losa says, he says he can violate Bal Tosif, Bal Tigra, which some understand, no Lissurim at all. Very difficult. Maybe you might just say, in specific Averis, he doesn't have. But the other way to understand it is, the beautiful idea that the Achronim say, that being Chayiv in Losa says does not reflect Kedushas Yisrael. Only Ases reflect the uniqueness of Kedushas Yisrael. Right? Even Umos Ha'olam have los ases that they're obligated in. Six out of seven of the Sheva Mitzvot Noach are los ases. There's one that's an asay, but that's a more los ate type of asay, dinim, to make sure everybody is following the halacha of not violating the los ases or others. But in any case, this is Tosfos' discussion about a sumas chiyuv in mitzvahs. My time, back to the Gemara. So why do we say that the Matan Benavi is Paris al Shema? As we mentioned before, Rav Papa Amram Shem Kavod. Because of Kavod. Because he is Mamsi himself to do something that's not so mechubad, the Maftir. So we give him this. Rav Barsimi Amar Mishub to Asilin Suye. Because he'll be upset. Because, the Ritva says here, because the Chazan gets paid and he doesn't get paid. So he's going to be upset. So that's why we give him this Kavod. My Benai, we give him now, David Bechinam. Nafkamina can be, if the Chazan does it for free. So then there's not going to be the second reason of Asil and Suye. We solve the issue of Kavod. Tznan, Mayakatan, Avivo, Rab, over and Al Yado. E, the second line of the Mishnah, that the parent goes instead of the child. E, Amit Mishum Nitsuye, Katan, by the Tsuyehu. I understand, put up by the Tsuyehu. If you say it's because of an issue of Nitsayon, a case of a jealousy of fighting, is a Katan going to be jealous of another Gadol in the Shul? He's a kid. Says the Gemara, Ella, my, Mishum Kavod, Katan par Kavodu. The other reason also doesn't make sense according to the Katan. The Katan is really worried about his Kavod. Ella, Ema, Ella, Ika, Kavod, Aviv, Kavod, Rabo. So, Achanami, Ika, Nitsuya, Aviv, Nitsuya, Rabo. The father or the Rebbe is going to feel it for the child. And that's why it applies in both cases. Weiter. Pochech poreis al shema v'chublu, boi minei ula bara me'abaya, katan pochech ma'o shi'ikra b'torah, a katan pochech, we mentioned a gadol who's a pochech, who has certain parts of his body revealed, cannot be the chazim. What about a katan? Ma'o shi'ikra b'torah. Why, what's the issue? Amalei, v'tibay l'cha'arim. What, you're asking about the halacha, Rashi quotes of aliyir b'cha erva's davar, whether a katan has the status of an erva? So why don't you just say erva mamish, an arum? Right, not just his legs uncovered. Arim, my time alone, Mishum Kavod Tzibur. Why don't you ask about Arim? Because Kavod Tzibur, you for sure shouldn't use the katan in that situation. So, Chanami Mishum Kavod Tzibur. It's even by a pocheach. Right, you shouldn't use a pocheach where his legs are revealed because of Kavod Tzibur. Suma Paris al Shema v'chulu Tanya. Amr lo Rabbi Yehuda. Har beit safu lidros b'merkava v'lo roo sabi yemeyem. Rabbi Yehuda, you don't think the Suma could say Yotzer HaMa'oros because he never saw the lights? So how can many people give drushes about Maisa Merkava even though they never saw it? You could say something even though you never saw it. For Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam ba'avanta deliba tal yemosa. There, there's nothing to see. It's all about an understanding. V'haka mechave v'yada. And as long as you try to think about it and focus and understand it, then the people who can understand it can understand it. Haka misham hano. Here it's because of physical hano that you get. V'ha lesle hano. He does not get hano. So how can he say the bracha? V'rabbanan isle hano. And Rabbanan say, you're wrong. He does get hano. K'reb yosi, detani am Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, I have always had trouble with the following pasuk in the Tochacha. You'll be going in the afternoon like a blind person who can't get around in the dark. What do you mean in the dark? Everything's dark for him. So what's the emphasis of a blind person in the dark? Why is that worse for him? So I never understood that pasuk. Achaba maisa liyadi pamachas. The one time, the following story happened. Hayiti mahalik b'isha laila v'afela. I was going during the middle of the night. V'isi suma shayim halik baderach. I saw a blind man walking with avuka biyado and he was carrying a torch. Amarti lo b'ni avuka zulamalcha. Why do you have a torch? You can't see anything anyway. Amar li kozman shavuka biyadi b'nei adam roen osi. U'matzilin osi min abchasin min akosin min abarkanim. You're right, I can't see, but you could see me. And you could help me out. And save me from the holes and from the thorns. So he does get Hana'a through others seeing him. Big Musar Haskel. You know, even if we can't see something, we have to at least, you know, hold up something so other people could see us. If we can't help ourselves, at least put ourselves into a situation where others can help us. Okay, there was a big discussion regarding many of the seeing brachos, whether a suma does it. If you look in the number one, is what about Boimir Ha'esh? Motzi Shavas. Is a suma chayiv? Could a suma be motzi others? The Arzarua is Mako. The Arzarua Nilcha Shavas is Mako for Boimir Ha'esh based on our Gemara. He says, after all, there is Hana. There is Hana that is gotten. He says, Avuka. Quotes, not going to read it at the same time. Simon Sadidal and Hilcha Shabbos. He quotes that he could do Borimur Ha'esh, the Shulchan Aruch, Lo is Machmir, Reish Sadiches. that a suma should not be more. Machlokas, we've shown in what type of bracha it is. Berchas Shevach or Berchas Hana. So that's number one issue. Number two, Kiddush Levana. What about Kiddush Levana? The Marshal in a Tshuva Simenayin Zayin, he says, yes, they do make a bracha. Just like Neiris Chanukah they could do, says the Marshal. Because it's about, it's a Shevach on the Neis, a Shevach in general, and he could do it. The Bir Halacha quotes Achronim that maybe it should not be done by a suma. Kiddush Levana. Number two, what about Pokeach Ivrim in the morning? What about Pokeach Ivrim? The Magen Avram quotes as a machlokas, Rabbi Kivei Eger on Shulchan Aruch there says it's mutter, the Machzah Shekel assumes the Magen Avram says aser. Again, all of these are discussions relating to a suma. Okay, continuing a little bit. Kohen sheyesh biyado mumen, lo yisas kapa, a coin that has movement on his hands cannot duchin because people are going to look at his hands and be distracted. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mishi al yadav tzvuos stis, if his hands have stains of ink on it, lo yisas kapa. Bebei sha'am istaklin bo, and that's the problem. Rashi says there's an issue of sakana here because the Gemara says a chagiga, if you look at the Kohen's hands during duchening, it's going to affect your eyes, and therefore we don't want people staring and losing themselves. The shechina's on their hands. Right, the Beis Yosef quotes, as we have mentioned this before, the minog bizman hazeh is to cover the hands, therefore the minog of is allowed to allow duchening, even if somebody has something on their hands. Gotana mumen, and we discussed in the past, how could you change the din, even if the reason doesn't apply, usually the din applies. So we discussed that Beis Yosef in the past. Tana mumen shamar b'fan of yadav v'raglav, the mumen we're talking about are hands, legs, and face. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yodav bo haknios lo yisas kapav. If somebody has spotted hands, they cannot duchen. Tani Rabbi Yachi, Yodav bo haknios lo yisas kapav. Akumos, akushos lo yisas kapav. If they're bent forward, if they're bent backwards, also it looks strange. Amar Rav Asi, Chifni ubishni lo yisas kapav. Somebody from Haifa or where from Beit Sha'an lo yisas kapav. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ein Morid, Lefnei Teva, lo anshei Beit Sha'an, lo anshei Beit Haifa, lo anshei Tivona. Why can't these people duchen? What's wrong with somebody from Haifa in the days of the Talmud? Because they can't pronounce the letters, the words properly. They say Aleph as Ayin and Ayin as Aleph. And Rashi quotes, it could lead to cursing God. Why? What's cursing God? Because there are sometimes psukim that can be read in ways, as we will, as the Rishonim give examples. Vayosin berchas kohanim, vayomrim yoer Hashem panav elecha. But yoer could be read yud ayin resh instead of yud aleph resh. It sounds like it. Instead of Hashem should shine His countenance, right? It says He should pour out, which sounds like a lashon of wrath. So switches. All right. What about bezman hazeh, where nobody says the alephs and the ayins any different in the Ashkenazic world? So we're mekel regarding this. Amalei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Amalei, Atolevi, Pasalatam Aduchin. If you would be a Levi, you wouldn't be able to duchen. Because your voice is too thick, right? And you wouldn't have that voice. And we know if somebody doesn't have a good voice, he's nifsal from singing, right? Gilian Ashas here says, look at Tosas we had earlier. Remember we mentioned that Tosas and Nafchaf Aleph. Always says El Male with an Aleph, with a Yud, right? All the different times in Shas. Asa Amar Leilavua. So he went, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi told his father what Rabbi Chiya said. He couldn't be a Levi. Amar Leil Zil Emalei. You go telling me that also has problems. Kishata Magia Eitzel V'chikisi Lashem Lo Nimsis V'chayv V'magadev. Right, when you say that pasuk, he can't say the hayz and the cheses. So it sounds like the hikasi, I hit God. So he also has problems. He shouldn't be telling you about problems. Again, Tosfos says if somebody could push themselves to it and focus and pronounce words properly, then for sure it is okay. Amar Avuna Zavlagon, lo yisas kapav, a Zavlagon should not duchim. What's a Zavlagon? Rashi says somebody's always crying. Rambam says he has spittle on his beard. V'yahuda v'yishuv v'sidur Avuna v'avi paris yadeh. There was somebody who was a Zavlagon and duchind. Hahudash pi'iro havi. Everybody was used to him, so it wasn't surprising. Tani Namihachi, Zavlagon lo yisas kapav, v'may dash pi'iro mutter. If everybody's used to him, it's mutter. Amar, how much is it? What does it mean, dash pi'iro? Right? So, as we'll see in a second. Amar, b'yachonet suma b'achaz v'yinav lo yisas kapav. If somebody is a suma, blind in one eye, he cannot duchim. Cannot duchen. Sounds like if he's a suma gamur, 2 days in the ritva. Vaha, and of course this is only if it's clear from the outside that he's blind, because that'll catch people's attention. Vahu Dabishibusi or Byokan Havi Parasya day. Hu dash biru havi again, Tani Amyaki Suma Bakas Bena Lisa Skabav, May Dash Biro Mutter. If everybody's hands are stained and everybody's used to these kinds of things, mutter, and Tosis has an important comment that the idea of Dash Biro applies to all things. Mumin Shabiyado Vahulu. Maybe that's where the Beis Yosef got it from. So you see already built into the takana that if the people aren't going to be affected by it, like Dash B'Yiru, so it's mutter. So too, if the hands are covered, it would be mutter as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue in the coming days.